Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
We got the way. Amen, amen. God is so good. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Tonight you are tuned in the Greenleaf Network Sanctuary. And on Sunday nights, I use this time to pay homage to the person that makes it possible for me to do it all. Hopefully it's a person similar to the person I have. Everybody don't pray to the same God. As long as you pray to one, that's good with me. Tonight, as I reached out earlier, we will be doing Psalm 16 and 17. We're up to 16 Psalm. We're in season 7, and we've been doing pretty good. 16 Psalms in. I think God will be proud of us. With that being said, let me just do a little prayer. Bow your heads, if you would. Dear God, please guide me and lead me today. Help me make wise decisions and to trust in your plan for my life. Dear God, may I have the strength to follow your will and to be obedient to your word. Dear God, please give me the courage to face any challenge that may come my way. Help me to be strong and confident in your love and your grace. Heavenly Father, I come to you today asking for strength and courage. I'm facing many, many challenges, and I need your help. Please give me victory today as I go about my day, that my eyes might be open to the needs of others. Help me to bless someone who is suffering in silence and be a light in this darkness world, in this darkened world. Here and seven short prayers will hopefully take you through your week, you need strength to stay focused and be inspired. So I want to thank you for this new day and all the blessings it brings. We ask for your guidance and your presence as we go about our daily tasks this week. Please give us the strength and resilience to face whatever challenges may come our way, Lord, and help us to be a source of love and support for those around us. We pray for your protection and care for those in need. We crave your wisdom and your guidance in making good choices. We trust in your love as you care for us, Lord. We pray for you to continue your presence in our lives. Amen. Amen. We're going to go back to some more music. And when we come back, we're going to do Psalm 16 and 17. So have your Bibles. We'll be back.
Woo! Sure is hot out here. No? I don't mind, though. Slaps be free. You know what I'm saying?
If you try to hold my feet, go rockin' day.
Oh, that had two sons. One of the boys was interested in himself. This son loved his mama so much. He said, "Mother, one day I'm going to grow up. I'm going to college. I'm going to be somebody. I'm going to take care of your mama just like you've been taking care of me." Oh! That other brother, y'all gonna help me tonight. He was no good. He stayed in trouble all the time. Mama had to always go to court and get a son out of trouble. Until tonight, those boys grew up. One went to college. That old no good boy left home. That mama whacked the fingers to the bone and sent that boy to school. She took him washing and ironing. I want my boy to be somebody. Yes, I do. After about 8 long years, that son came back home. He said, "Mama, I'm a doctor now. I got MD behind my name. I want you to meet my wife. I met her while I was in college. She's a school teacher, mama. Do you know what they told us, mother? We want you to come and live with us. Help us to raise our children." And the years went on by, and their children grew up. One day the school teacher went to her husband. She said, "Honey, your mommy's in the way now. You ought to get rid of your mom. We got a lot of young folk like that. She uses bad English. She uses this and that. This year and I want you to put in an old folk home. Somebody see it. Somebody see it. Say yeah. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah." The young man went and knocked on his mother's door. He said, "Mama." The mama got up and walked to the door. And she opened up a bedroom door, and this son that she'd worked so hard for stood there and said, "Mama, me and my wife been talking, and I got to get rid of it. I got to put you in an old home. Do you know what that mother did in Nashville? That mother turned around and went on back in the room. She began to pack up all of her clothes. Tears streaming down her face. She thought about all the things that she's done for boy. And now he's getting ready to throw her out the door. Then mama just gave on. She kept on crying. Yes, she did. On the very next day, the son came back again. He said, "Mama, get your stuff together. The limousine is waiting outside." Yes, it is. Then mama reached back and got a hat and coat. The men came in and grabbed a bag. She walked out of that house. She got in that long. Going to the old folk home. Mama just kept on crying. Every now and then the young man would look back. He said, "Mama, please don't cry. In your room out there, we're gonna have your color television. We're gonna have everything that you want." That mother just kept on. She kept on crying. Yes, she did. And after a while, mama sat up and touched her son on the shoulder. She said, son, I wouldn't mind going to the old folk home if I was sick in my body, but there's nothing wrong with me. Say it. Say it. Say it. I tell you, I feel something in here now. They got almost to the old folk home. That mama looked way down the road and saw an old ragged car coming. Yeah, she did. By the time that old ragged car got there, that mama looked in that ragged car and spotted that old no good son. She said, wait a minute, wait a minute. I believe I saw the boy going there. Yes, I did. Y'all praying with me here. And they got out. That old no good boy walked over to mama, greeted her with a kiss. He said, mama, how did them do? I was on my way home to see you. I was on my way to tell you the things I used to do.
Don't you drive me. making banquets in the wilderness with two fish and five loaves of bread. And then he came out of hiding, and he began to teach, oh Lord, what it really meant to be a part of the kingdom of God. But oh, when he came out of hiding, they got upset with him and crucified him on an old rugged cross. But oh, I'm glad tonight that he died for our sins. He died because we were wretched. He died because we were enemies of God. And they hid him one more time by putting him in a borrowed tomb. He was hidden, Shiloh, all night Friday night. He was hidden all day Saturday. He was hidden all Saturday night. But when the time was right, on Sunday morning, he came out of hiding with all power in his hand. Now, good evening, y'all. But do me one favor, please. Turn and take a neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, I don't know what you're waiting on. I don't know what hasn't happened yet. But neighbor, let me remind you that you can't carry God. You just got to wait. Be patient and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God that you can't hurry, but he'll be there. Don't you worry. He may not come when you want him to come, but he is always. Would you encourage one more neighbor? Would you put your arm around one more neighbor and say, neighbor, keep on waiting on God, because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You will mount up on wings like eagles. You will run and not get weary. You will walk and not faint. Wait on him, 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 yeah.
Every now and then, God wants to know, can you praise him for all that he's done? If you don't mind, will you shake somebody's hand, hold their hand, and say, neighbor, excuse me if I get a little noisy. Excuse me if I get a little loud. But oh, neighbor, you're sitting beside a praiser this morning. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I got to praise him. If I gotta do it all by myself, have I got a witness here? Oh, yeah. I'm glad this morning that I know how to praise him. I got one more thing I need to tell you. The Bible says that when she walked in, She came in like this. When Jesus touched her, she was like this. But before she left, she did this. Y'all ain't happy. She walked in like this. Jesus touched her, she was like this. But before she left, she did this. Will you lean over? Grab your neighbor's hand. Everybody grab a hand and say, neighbor, I remember when I was bent over. I was looking like this. All I could see was dirt. But one day, Jesus laid his hands on me, made me like this. And that's why I do this. Is there anybody come to praise my Lord? Is there anybody know the Lord been good? If you know he's been good, wave your hand. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. I'm getting out of here. But squeeze your neighbor's hand. Everybody squeeze a hand and say, neighbor, do you feel that? Do you feel that? That's what a miracle feel like. That's what deliverance feel like. That's what a testimony feel like. Yes, yes, yes. Can we try it one more time? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, let me show you my testimony. Oh, man, show one more time. Yes, yes, yes. Ain't God all right, y'all? Ain't God all right, y'all? Can you praise him? Can you praise him? Come on. Take about 20 seconds and give God the best praise you. Hey. Yes, he will stand you up. somebody say it. He did die. He did die. But he got up.
Take a good look at me now, because at the end of 2012, I won't look like this. God's got more ministry. God's got more blessings. God's got more breakthroughs. I preach to myself up in here. Is there anybody here who can say, Lord, give me strength just to keep on walking? I may not get a new job, but with the little money I have, give me a little strength to keep on going. I may not get a new husband, but God, give me new little strength to keep on going. Shake somebody's hand. Say, neighbor, I know it's gotten rough for you. I know you had tears to cry, but neighbor, y'all ain't talking to your neighbor. Take them by the hand and hold them with some Holy Ghost. Hold their hand with some power. Don't hold it like a dead fish. Look them dead in the face. Say, excuse me, I don't mean to bother you, but you ain't seen nothing yet. You had to cry, but it ain't over. It was rough, but it ain't over. You had to push through, but it ain't over. Is there anybody here that can praise God? Because he'll keep you strong enough just to make it through. He'll keep you through a divorce. He'll keep you with no money. He'll keep you when your children crazy. Is there anybody here? No, God can keep you. You ought to say yes. Lift your hands up and say, Lord, in 2012, I'm just asking for one thing. Keep me in your hands. Keep me in your protection. And won't God do it? Hadn't God done it? Won't he take care of you? So be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God, he will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. So if you see me shouting this year, it's because God has given me some reasons to give him some praise. I got 7 reasons why I praise him. Number one, he's been good to me. Number two, he's been good to me. Number three, he's been good to me. Number four, y'all keep sitting there, just between me and God. Number four, you've been good to me. Number five, he's been good to me. Number six, you've been good to me. And I got one more reason why I give you praise. You have been good to me. Is there anybody here God's been good to? Is there anybody here glad God kept you? You wanted to give up, but he kept you in it. You wanted to give in, but he held your hand. Somebody shout yes. Shout yes. That's all I got. That's all I got for you. But when I start thinking about it, all the times I had enough, I was tired of church. I was tired of ministry. I got tired and weary. There are more hateful people in the church than any other place in the world.
But just when I wanted to give up sitting under my tree, can I tell you what God did? God allowed him to sit under a tree. And I don't know what kind of tree Elijah was sitting under, but I know of another tree one Friday night. Oh, one Friday night, they took my Jesus up on a tree called Calvary. And whenever I get weak, I got to learn to lean on the tree. I got to learn to lean on the tree. Well, why do you lean on that tree? My grandma said, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that blood, lose all their guilty stains. Why do you lean on the tree? Because somebody was singing. They said it was at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. Shake your neighbor's hand one last time in this service. Look them in the face. Say, neighbor, it may get rough. Neighbor, it may get hard. But learn how to lean on the tree. Jesus died for you and me. Anybody glad about it? Anybody glad about it? Say yes. Say yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We back in the building. You have no idea what I am in the middle of, but I still got to give that song 16. Keep me safe, Lord, for you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I say of holy people who are in the land, they are noble ones in whom is all my delight. For those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods or take up your name on my lips. Lord, you alone are my portion, my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Sure, I have delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsel me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on God. With him, I'm at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad. My tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure because you will not abandon me to the realm of dead, nor will you let the faithful one say decay. Oh, Lord, God is so good. I know how God is so good to me. He has blessed me with a new addition to my family that is only 1 month old. And so I'm still trying to give you the good graces while I take care of him. His name is Dunamis. Thank you, Lord. God bless him. Wasn't able to have children, but you definitely made up for it in the puppy lane. I appreciate you. We're going to go to another song. Let's see if I can do the next song with him. He just woke up. All right, Dunamis. Okay, okay. We're going back to him.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's clear he ain't going to let me get through it. So we got about 15 minutes left in the show. We're going to make an early exit. Love, peace, and hair grease. We appreciate everybody tuned in. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for Real Talk with Dr. Devon. We're going to get out of here. God is good. Amen.